بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion in regards to correcting our financial and monetary dealings. It is a very, very important aspect of our life. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, before mentioning good deeds, أعمال صالحة, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that we should consume pure and halal. Whatever we take in, our intake should be absolutely halal and pure. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. So before good a'mal, Allah Ta'ala mentions that what you take in automatically, that will make it easy for you to obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if what you take in is doubtful, then the doubtful will create wasawis, will create whisperings of shaitan and take you away from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If it's haram, then obviously the energy also will not be of good energy, it will take you away from the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in regards to how to do business, what characteristics, what sifat, what qualities a Muslim businessman should have, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has mentioned many ahadith, many virtues of being upright, of being honest, of doing trade, business, profession, keeping in mind the commands of Allah, being conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's very, very important. That Allah Ta'ala made the mind, Allah Ta'ala made the heart, Allah Ta'ala made the tongue to think and ponder about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah. So primarily Allah Ta'ala made the tongue, Allah Ta'ala made the heart, Allah Ta'ala designed the mind to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's the primary function. So my whole career, business life, although I am busy, they said their hands may be busy, but the heart is busy with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will guide a person to do it correctly, because he's conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that will keep him in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned an upright and honest trader. An upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the Siddiqeen, the pious and the martyrs. The riwayat and narration of Tirmidhi Sharif. Upright and honest. That a person is upright when it comes to customers, when it comes to his employees, and it comes to those that come to him, his clientele, then he's upright. He gives honest opinion. The hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned also, al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. That a person who asks for any mashwara, any guidance, then this is a trust from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Person who walks into my business, he walks into my practice, and he wants a real true opinion, then it is a duty upon me that I'm upright. And when it comes to some that have certain type of practices where they have to be, or they have to give their opinion, or the opposite gender, they have to enact with them, then they also, they're upright. Keeping in mind the huquq and the rights of the slaves of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what is her right, what is his right. That the person should not now break the trust or overstep the mark in the rights to anyone, whether it be her personal right also, that how he deals with her, whether it be staff, maid. Today we hear commonly in the corporate world when it comes to harassment. When it comes to the males in the corporate world and the females, then they have to do certain favors. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Or whatever it may be. So it's very, very important that a person be upright in his business place, in his employment, in his profession, that he's upright and he's conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, not to forget that upon my eyes, upon my camera, is a camera of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wherever I am looking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's camera is upon my eyes. Whatever I am looking at right now, whether permissible, impermissible, Allah's camera is recording. And Qiyamah's day, these looms of mine be my eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet. In this world, it belongs to me. Ulama explain on the day of Qiyamah, all these limbs will turn state witness against us. Whereas we are using them in disobedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, breaking the commands of Allah, and so to say they are also enjoying the poison of haram. But Qiyamah's day, Allah will put a seal, and the same limbs now will speak against us. And then the person will ask, that how is it you speaking against me? وَتُكَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. their hands will speak against them, will give witness, and even their feet will give testimony against them of what they have done in this worldly life. So very important that a person be upright, whichever sphere of life he may be, is upright, Allah conscious every given moment, and is honest in his opinion, in his trade, in his pricing, etc. He's honest. Should not be that he tells the person, this is my kharid, this is my cost price, but this is the cost price. He promised the person will give you a wholesale price, but he's giving him retail price. Is that honest in his business dealings? So it happens commonly that a person now will just, it's on his tongue, this is the cost price. But it's not the cost price. He's not even aware of the cost price sometime. So he's dishonest. He hasn't spoken the truth. So all these things, we should be very, very careful, and we become very accustomed, unfortunately, to become dishonest. A simple example of what Ustaz gives, that when you go to the airport, and now they ask the questions, do you have any of these things in your bag? We don't even look at that pamphlet, so to say, all those inflammable items. We say, no. Did you pack the bags yourself? Yes. But you didn't pack the bag. The family packed the bag. But we did say, yes, we spoke a lie. We should at least put something in the bag, or at least see what the contents are, so when they do ask, then we can say yes. But we're so accustomed to this, we call them petty lies or white lies. A lie is a lie, it's a black lie. You cannot make it white. But to us, we just take it to be, that is fine, including myself, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But something to become conscious about. So we should be honest in all. So this being upright and honest, we should become conscious all the time. But our staff also, we just might tell them some incentive or something. But he tell the person, I was joking with you, I didn't really mean it, I just wanted you to perform. But he lied to him at that moment. When it comes to children, to the extent ulama say, if you call the child and you tell the child, come, I'm giving you something, and sometimes we just make the child or play with him, he says, I open up my hand, and say, I have nothing in my hand. But that too is a lie, recorded as a lie in the court of Allah. So when it comes to business, if we can't control these petty lies, so to say, they're not petty. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that a person, if he's walking in the rain, then he's very, very careful that even the small drops of mud should not come upon his kurta or his pants or his clothing. He says, if you're not careful of the small drops, the small stains of mud or the water, walking the water puddles, then those small stains and the small drops does become a complete stain. Become something that is a big blot on my kurta or my clothing. The same way he mentioned the little sins that we don't regard as sins, they add up and it becomes a black spot in the heart. Then a person doesn't regard that to be a lie anymore. And Hadith Sharif says that a person continues to speak a lie, then this will lead into the fire of Jahannam. Inna rajul la yakthibu. The person continues speaking a lie, then in the court of Allah he is recorded as a liar. Qiyamun's day when the liars will be called up to give hisab kitab, by default he will wake up and join that line also. Allah Ta'ala save us. Then upright, an honest trader will be with the Anbiya, subhanallah, that a person just is upright in the marketplace, in his business, in his profession, and is honest when it comes to people's rights, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him with the most elite, the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, the chosen slaves and servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and their outstanding feature is that they are ma'soom. They have no sins whatsoever. Indication that you made your sustenance, your rose in this worldly life, you are upright, you took care of your own taqwa and the rights of people around you, and you are honest also in regards to your opinion, in regards to your business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as if on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you'll be with those that have no sin. That you also, so to say, will be free of any type of sin. You'll be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And how much in this world, my dear brothers, we aspire in the business field to make it to the next bracket. We want to upgrade. We want to make it with those that are the super ones in their field. We don't remain at the bottom. Even that person that's working in the business is making dua that one day I start my own business. I learn the strings, I learn the ropes. Now I want to go one above. Nobody wants to stay at the bottom. But how high is he wants to get to the next bracket. Allah is saying on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be the highest bracket. Although in this world you may be in the lowest bracket, but you're honest, you are upright when it comes to you taking care of your the business of your boss also, he left you in charge, you're still upright and honest. Allah said, leave coming up one bracket in this world, Qiyamah you'll be in the highest bracket. You'll be rubbing shoulders of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and the most pious Siddiqeen, like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the highest maqam and status after nubuwwat and after messengerhood, you get the level of the Siddiqeen. Whatever the commands of Allah, they believe it instantly without any doubt and fulfill the command of Allah. This is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, will be in that rank. Many women are being now home in this tree. They can get the title of Siddiqa also. Amongst those that have the most amount of honesty, they are truthful, they are pious. Inshallah, there is hope also that they will be honest, they will take care of their own taqwa, their own parda, their own iman. Allah will raise them with Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and the martyrs. Today we know Shahadat is happening every day right now in Palestine, in Gaza, and how they are giving their lives. Allah is saying, yeah, you are making your life. Yeah, you are making your rosy. Yeah, they are giving up their rosy, their homes, their families, their children. And they are passing away in the path of Allah just because they believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yeah, you are unmindful, so to say, in your business place. But you are honest, you are upright. Allah says, they gave their life and you saved your life. Allah says, I will raise you with those shuhada and martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. So much of reward incentive just to do business, to do trade, to teach our children also. If you are going to go into any trade, be upright. You give your zaban, be upright. You give your tongue, you give your word, be upright and be honest. Don't ever back out. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. Allah will give you the status where you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the pious and the martyrs. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.